All right, KXFM brings you City Chats, and we're back with this special radio program where we learn a little more about city programs and departments and people. And we're joined by somebody who's brand new to our city, and that is Nate Ferris. He is the city arborist. Hey, Nate.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the show. On this, we learn about you, and you also get to play a few tunes for us, so it's supposed to be fun, just so you know.
Thank you for letting me be DJ.
Absolutely. So, city arborist, I guess let's start there. What the heck is that?
Right. What is an arborist?
Yeah,
arborist is someone who looks after trees, deals with trees in one way or another.
Okay. Are you educated in why we've never had this position before and why we do now?
Well, I really can't speak to the past, but I think there is a need to care for trees in this city. And over time, that need has grown. And there are a lot of people who care deeply about trees, and we have to make some difficult decisions about trees and how long to keep them and how to care for them. So I think it's time, and the city thought it was time, and I'm really excited to be able to be the first city arborist for Laguna Beach.
And what is your background? I understand you are a very qualified and esteemed arboriculturist. Is that the, did I do the emphasis correctly?
I'm an arborist. Yep, that's right.
And so what is your background that leads you to this position?
Well, you know, it starts way back. I grew up in Indiana, and every summer my family would live on a lake in the woods. So I spent my first 13 summers growing up in the forest, playing and being around trees and the animals in that area. And then starting at age 14 till age 21, I spent every summer in a national forest working at a Boy Scout camp. Hmm. And so the first 21 years of my life living in a forest, I didn't know at the time that would lead me to make trees my career. But looking back, it's like, oh, well, that's actually pretty obvious.
Yeah. You just love you some trees.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I, you know, for a little bit, I did some other things. I got a geography degree. I went to seminary, got a master's in theological studies, and then after all of that, I decided to start my career in trees.
I know this is a very broad, general question that we pretty much learned about in grade school, but would you care to tackle the question of why are trees so important? Why should we care?
You know, trees have so many environmental benefits, and they've been borne out in research over and over again. Being in a forest lowers your blood pressure. So trees have a lot of physical effects, calming. Trees also are great for the environment that we live in. They collect a lot of rain during storm events and keep it out of our sewers, which keeps our rivers and oceans cleaner. They cool the air temperature in the hot cities that we've built. They knock pollutants out of the air. For a lot of the disadvantages that come with an urban environment, trees help stop those downsides.
Wow. I didn't know most of those things. That's really interesting. So for people who love our trees in Laguna, it's not just aesthetic. Obviously, there's a lot more to it
for absolutely
why we need to keep them around. Well, we're going to really dig deep into the nature, if you will, of trees here in Laguna. But we are going to play a few songs because Nate is here to guest DJ. And again, that's Nate Ferris, who's the new city arborist today on City Chats. I love the band that you chose for your first song, a very earthy band called Naco and Medicine for the People. And the song is Budding Trees. So tell us why you chose that one.
I, like you, do get the very earthy vibe from Naco in general, but especially the song. And I relate to one of the lines in there that just talks about seeing the world in a new way, seeing nature with new eyes and being able to marvel at the small things that are happening around us and support us all the time that we don't always recognize. And I find there's a connection to that in that song, and that's why I enjoy it.
Okay, so I kind of want to tell the story of this song. It started off as a dream or a walk we went in the woods.
In the moon of the budding trees, I was gifted new eyes to see all of the shifting shape and ways you can be. Wake the dreams into reality. break the dreams into realities. Sunset diamonds trickle down our cheeks. The language of no words is how we speak. Pachamama spinning firelight, and little bear singing by the fireside. Out of the city with the wind on our necks. Check, that's us whistling up on your neck. Moonlit diamonds sparkle into my mouth. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. Feels like hunger and it tastes like salt. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh. Shit in the morning commute. Coastal quiver on a quest through the dunes. Sandy toes and bottomless curves of the moon. Heavy lifting for Pele's children. Hand of the goddess soaking cliffs keep building. Plate is full but appetite has dwindled. I feel a little sick so I keep the fire kindled. You, the pillar, steadfast light of bravery. And I, the dimly burning candle, still shaking. Riddle fear, quiver my bones so easy. Well, you're the guru now, so visualize healing. Yeah, you're the guru now, so visualize leaving. Let her go, for she can no longer feed you. And many children need that monarch creature. Just barely missed you, I was finally ready. But you were long gone, too much heavy history. Yeah, you were long gone, too much heavy history. Let go of blame, that shit will never serve me. Bless other men, investigate your mystery. So, tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Through the woods, it catches to my head. She crawls behind my ear and whispers secrets. Dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Yeah, dragonfly was by and sings and now teaches. Fork on the trail, I watch you head up Mauka. I turn my car and whisper, thank you, sister. Edge of the west where water touches land. You are the east with folded maps in hand. Time to increase my frequency. Hands of light and bodies talking, yeah. Give me some of that wild fox medicine. But keep me here in this wild present tense. Foley's aborted on new lover's chest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. Dawning adventure, sparkle, get some rest. So tap me out and tap me into you. Heal my brain and my body too. Balance my chemistry, hydrate these cells, cause the body talks and meditation helps. The body talks and meditation helps. Oh, oh, oh.
So that was Budding Trees by Nocco and Medicine for the People. Again, we're on City Chats today on KXFM with Nate Ferris, who is the new city arborist. So let's dive into some of the unique challenges that our city has, arborically speaking. That can't be a word. I must have made that up.
Let's make up some words.
Okay, arborically speaking. So you got plunged into a pretty controversial tree city, at least from my perspective. What were some of the immediate things that they were like, here you go, Nate, deal with this?
Ooh, that's a good question. One of the first and biggest things that I've come across is the Downtown Action Plan, which looks at a lot of improvements to the streetscape in downtown. And there are 600 trees within the downtown plan action area. And there had been an assessment, a quick assessment done of their health and their structure. And one of the first things I had to do was go walk and look at every tree and see how it had been rated by another arborist and decide if I agreed with it and to what extent. So I actually enjoyed walking around outside saying hello to 600 of our 2,600 city maintained trees. I get to know them firsthand, kind of shake their trunk. And that was a great introduction, and I look forward to meeting the other 2,000 city maintained trees that are outside of downtown.
Yeah.
So that was one of the first biggest things.
Right. Could the Downtown Action Plan displace or remove any of these trees, or?
It could. And it just depends on which way it goes. There are a few trees we found that don't have good structure and should probably be removed if we're going to go forward with a big streetscape. And then there's questions about trees that are already healthy and functioning, and in what scenarios do we keep them, and in what situations do we remove them and put something in its place that gives a better rooting environment that we can have a longer lived and healthier tree. Those decisions aren't necessarily just up to me alone. It's a community thing, and sure. I look forward to being part of those conversations and bringing some information and perspective to share. And this community seems to have a long history of figuring it out and making decisions that do benefit people in the environment. So I trust what's going to happen here.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you're now the guy, and I understand we formally have contracted this out before your position, who, when we need to check the health of a tree, you actually are the person who does that now.
If it's a city maintained tree, yes.
Yeah. So how does that happen? I mean, layman speaking for us non-arborists.
You know, it depends what the point of the assessment is. A lot of people don't know that tree health and tree structural stability are two separate things. There could be a tree that is hollow and about to break and fall over, but its canopy can look green and lush and healthy. So a tree can be healthy and structurally on the edge. Conversely, a tree that just died could be structurally stable for a while. When I look at trees, primarily in the context of is it safe? What's the risk level here in the city? I'm looking at the structure of it. How likely is it to continue standing over a certain period of time, maybe 6 months or a year?
Have you had to make any tough decisions yet that received some outcry?
You know, there have been a few trees that during my walking around the downtown area, some trees that were actually already starting to fail. They had two stems that were growing too close together and pushing apart, and the tree was starting to split, but hadn't fully split. So we had the opportunity to catch that before the tree fell into the right of way onto something and or caused traffic constrictions or all sorts of things. So I don't take those decisions lightly. Trees are living organisms and they benefit us a lot.
Yeah.
So, but there were a few instances where public safety was very important, and we decided to remove trees, and we do replace trees when we remove them.
I know that this becomes a really sensitive personal issue for a lot of people in Laguna because we do care so much about the environment and the trees and the beauty of our town. So now that you're here, are you able to be talked to by a concerned resident who really wants to understand the fate of a tree and doesn't have the same knowledge as you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I welcome that. And my email and phone number are on the city's website. So residents have been contacting me and saying, hey, there's this tree over here. It's doing this. Can you come take a look at it? That's one of my jobs is to respond to that.
That's awesome.
One of my daily
tasks. I've got a tree for you to look at. I'll tell you later.
All right.
Okay,
sounds good.
Cool. Nate Ferris is here. He's the new City Arborist. We do play songs on this show, City Chats, that are chosen by our guests. So, Nate, tell us about your next pick, this song, Daughter.
Ooh, Daughter. This song, I came upon it right when my daughter was born. That was back in 2007. And when she was born, I did not expect to have this this protective instinct that immediately came over me. At the same time, this deep kind of love and connection. And the song Daughter really talks about this father's connection to his daughter, and it really resonated with me at the time.
Love it. I've got a 7-month-old daughter at home, so I'm going to love hearing this one.
She says she wants everything she wants. I see she gets. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she owns, I bought her. Everything she owns. That's my daughter in the water. Everything she knows, I taught her. Everything she knows. Everything I say, she takes to heart. Everything she takes apart. She fell, I caught her. Every time she fell. And that's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought her. Yeah, I lost every time. Strike somebody blind. Every time she thinks, blows her tiny mind. That's my daughter in the water. Who'd have ever thought her? Who'd have ever thought? That's my daughter in the water. I lost every time I fought.
Right, so that was Loudon Wainwright, and that's the song Daughter. Again, Nate Ferris on the show today, City Chats, learning more about our city programs and departments and people on KXFM. And I'm supposed to ask you, Nate, what's your favorite tree? Do you have a favorite tree here in Laguna Beach?
If you talk to a connoisseur of anything, I think their favorites are likely to change a lot because they're paying attention to things and coming across a lot of new things. So I don't have like an all-time favorite right now. There is a sugar gum that's quite large growing in the City Hall front lawn. It's striking just in its size and the different light tones in its bark. It's an amazing tree. So that right now, that's my favorite tree. But ask me tomorrow, it'll be different.
Okay. And what about our pepper tree? How's that hanging in?
Oh, you know, it's lush, and I've heard a little bit of the history, and I know it's a lot smaller than it used to be, but I mean, it looks healthy. I haven't looked at the structure, okay. But it looks healthy.
Okay, good. And if we were to need to plant new trees in some areas, like, you know, we mentioned earlier, some that would ultimately need to be taken down because of their health or because they might fall. I mean, is that hundreds of years before we see anything close to what some of these giant trees are right now? Or is there any, like, I don't know, quick way to get a big old tree back?
Mm. Well, you know, the average growth rate for a tree would be, you know, across a broad average, about a foot taller per year. Now, some species, some eucalyptus will grow 2 to 4 feet taller in a year. So actually you can replace trees. I mean, it's not an overnight thing, but
sure.
Certainly not hundreds of years either.
Okay, cool. Decades, perhaps.
Nice.
2 decades. Okay, yeah. Nate, anything you want to add about your new position or this city or trees in general?
Yeah, a couple things. You know, I went to a screening of a movie last night put on by Village Laguna, and it talked about the history of the Greenbelt, and it was pretty amazing for me to see what this community had done to preserve, I don't know, 2,600 acres of open land, and also a blue belt around that. And then I hear some people talking about the arts in our city being like the gem in between our green belt and blue belt. And, you know, that's where a lot of, I think, energy in the city goes to those things. But within those belts, in addition to the arts, there's also urban trees. And I think that's going to be a new focus. And I welcome the energy that's going to be coming to that. And on Thursday, March 12th, from 3 to 5, the city of Laguna Beach will be celebrating Arbor Day.
Okay.
We are going to hold it in a park that is yet to be identified, but I certainly hope lots of people will come out on that date to plant a tree with us.
Awesome. That's like your day. It's like your Christmas.
It's my birthday.
Arbor Day. all right. Nate Ferris, city arborist today on City Chats, and we're going to close with another appropriate song for your position. Tell us why you chose Wildflowers by Tom Petty.
Oh, Tom Petty was the first concert I ever attended as a 15-year-old, and it was amazing, and I really miss his presence on this earth, but I'm glad we still have his songs.
Awesome. All right, man. We'll catch you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of cover.